All right, this is a new Lane College head baseball coach, Stanley Stubbs. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All righty. Now that you become the new head coach at Lane, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about what is your vision? How do you going to lead the program? The program is, the school is coming to baseball, and it's going to do some wonderful things like build a new facility. They're going to upgrade the baseball program and try to make it one of the tops in the conference. How do you feel about that, Coach?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. First of all, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to come back home to my alma mater and be a part of this great transition. Just looking forward to going out and reconnecting with some people that I met when I was playing here. Just trying to want to go out into the community and rebuild those relationships and trying to generate some revenue and resources to put into the program that would help the program get to one of the best conferences.
Recruiting wise, what's going to be the standard for your purpose of getting the kids to buy into your program? Considering Lane has now decided to add a new baseball field, and how would that apply to getting kids to come to Lane?
Well, it's going to help it tremendously because if you got the nice facilities and you have all the things that you need to be successful, you're able to get those top-tier recruits. So we're hoping that with the administration's efforts that they're putting into our baseball program, this will help improve recruiting.
Well, not to me. A lot of our viewers are aware of who you are, but for the ones that don't, you've had success coaching at Payne. You turned the Payne program around. You've also turned some other programs around. You want to share that with us?
Yeah, this job is similar to Payne College. When I got to Payne in 1998. They just had a field with a fence around it. So we went out there and kind of rolled up our sleeves and done a lot of the manpower ourselves. And then the athletic director at the time, Coach Ronnie Spry, was very, very instrumental in helping us improve our facilities. So we put additional fencing up, and we did the edging and all of the groundwork for the field and the dirt work, and that allowed us to really go out and get some JUCO kids out of California and get some of those Atlanta area kids that were looking for a place to play. And they came in and bought into my system and my program, and that allowed us to allow the program to take off. And we were just fortunate in the second year of that process, we were able to win a conference championship in the second year.
Well, that isn't the only program that you've turned around. You've turned around quite a few in the SIAC conference. Are you willing to share your success to like I said, you've known to go in there and get things shaken up, and you do it in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, the first thing you have to develop a relationship with the administration. They have to really, really buy in to your vision and your plan. And once they buy in, it makes it easier for you to accomplish your goals. And when I left Payne, I ended up going to Albany State University, where the it was a good program already, but it was just down for about 8 years. But they've had some good coaches and they've had some good players. You know, Dr. Portia Shields Holmes, the president at the time, asked me when I came down to campus for an interview. She asked me what would it take to bring a championship to Albany State University. And I just told her that you're going to have a facility. And she said, okay, you got it. And so she got with the other administrators at the institution, and they got together and they built us an on-campus baseball field that still stands there right now. And they helped us out and gave us everything that we needed. And we were just fortunate enough that first year there, they already had some good players. And just so happened that first year, we were able to win the championship in our first year there at Albany State. And then the second year, of course, we brought in some good players, and we were able to win it again. So, but we were grateful that that the administration at that time really helped us and really bought into what we were trying to do.
You were also voted MVP several times within the conference.
Yeah, Coach of the Year.
Yes, Coach of the Year within the conference. And with that being said, how would that work for Lane? Knowing that Lane's in the situation as to where they're coming off of the last few years, they've only had a few wins. So you got your work cut out, but at the same time, I think you're the right hire for this.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. I think it's going to help. It's going to help us tremendously. With me being familiar with the conference and, you know, with the recruiting experience that I have, and other coaches, high school coaches, just to name a few, instructors such as C.J. Stewart with Leeds Ambassadors. I got several other coaches. Piper Davis Baseball in Birmingham, Mr. Fred Plum, and the RBI guys. I got a lot of people that are willing to help me shift players this way. But the first order of business is we got to get this facility off the ground. You know? We're excited about what we're trying to do here at Lane College. They've been down for a long time. But I'm up for the challenge. I've probably got about 10 more years of you know, good baseball in me to try to help build my alma mater, build this program to where it really needs to be. So I'm excited about it.
Well, Coach, I know you got behind you former Jackson State University head baseball coach Robert Roddy. Bring him into the program, and that should help recruiting as well.
Yeah, it does. I reach out to Coach periodically. He's a friend of mine. He's kind of like a father figure to me. I had a chance to bring him down to Texas College and let him talk to my guys, and they were very receptive to his teachings, and enjoy him coming down to talk with us and work with our hitters and our pitchers and just talk about what it takes to become successful. And the kids really, really enjoyed his visit. They enjoyed it. I think he enjoyed it as much as they did because, you know, he's still active in the community in the Jackson area. He still does a lot of lessons, and he don't even charge for his lessons. And that's just a testament of what kind of guy he is. He's always available, always accessible if I need him. So we're going to be calling on him probably here in the fall. We're putting together a first pitch banquet, and he's probably going to be our first speaker for that event. And so that's still a little premature right now, But our main thing is just trying to find a place to have our fall practices starting September the 7th. But it's looking pretty good right now. Just been in a lot of meetings since I came on board here. And so it's headed in the right direction, but it's going to take some time. Rome wasn't built in a day, so I'm up to the challenge that awaits me here at Lane College.
Well, have you named any of your assistants?
I'm still in the process of interviewing some guys. I've interviewed one guy on yesterday. He played here. Guy out of Mobile, Alabama, Darryl Moore. He's interviewed for the outfield coach's position. Got a couple of other interviews on Monday for the pitching coach's position. So we got some guys that we've been talking to and just trying to get a feel for them and just trying to find the right fit for my system and my program. So we got some things in the making. So it just we're not going to name anybody until probably next Friday.
Well, Coach, it's good that you were able to return back to your alma mater and lead Lane baseball program. Hopefully you can lead Lane back into being a force to reckon with in the next few years. It was good talking to you, Coach, and good luck to you at Lane.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm excited about it. Excited to be back in the area. My son is here. My family is not far from here. Got a good church home that I used to attend while I was here. So I'm excited about it. We're looking forward to some great things happening in Lane College. I really appreciate the interview the time that you've taken out of your schedule to talk to us about our program and what we're trying to get accomplished here.
Well, Black College Nines has always stated it's all about historically Black college and university, HBCU baseball. God bless you, Coach.
God bless you as well. Thanks.